We've got some guys that have grown up in this area, and it's just part of history. So for us to be able to have an opportunity to come here and represent the University of Wisconsin, we got to put our best foot forward and be excited about the entire experience.
Yeah. I know Nate LaPointe has the guys all outfitted, so they'll be ready to go, and they're young lads too. They can probably fight through the cold and what have you. How about you and your staff?
Yeah, you know what? We're going along for the ride, as we usually do. So our group's been really good this year at just turning the page and going on to the next. And so tonight, you know, buckle up as coaches, because there's going to be a lot of imperfections and things that happen. And just, you know, got to rely on each other and take it 5 minutes at a time and enjoy it.
Yeah. You went through this while you were coaching at Minnesota State, played outside in Mankato on a football field. Do you draw from that experience as a head coach at all? Can that help you?
Well, a little bit of you know, everything's different. The communication with the players, it's, we're going to have some extended, you know, breaks during the game with TV. You know, it's going to be a little bit more like an NCAA game with the 2 minute breaks, but at the end of the day, it is just hockey. And so for us, we're going to try and keep things as simple as possible.
Yep. It's hockey at an iconic baseball field, Wrigley Field, the Badgers and Michigan State. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Lear.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At the frozen confines of Wrigley Field, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans warming up as we speak, getting ready for this Big Ten hockey matchup between Wisconsin and the top-ranked team in the country. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin and Michigan State about to drop the puck at Wrigley Field. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us. And I know Thursday in East Lansing, you had a two-goal lead on the Michigan State Spartans, and they rally and knock you off 4-3. That was a tough one to take for sure.
Yeah, you know, and looking forward to the puck dropping tonight so that I can just stay in the rearview mirror. When you play a team like State, you're going to have to compete for at least 60. And we had good moments and just not enough of them. They made a push and they found a way to get a goal in the last 5 minutes and we couldn't answer. So learned a little bit from that game and we've got an opportunity tonight. You win tonight's ball game, you can win the series. So for us, it's turning the page and looking front of the car, not in the rearview mirror.
One thing you did on Thursday at East Lansing, you kind of got your skates underneath you. It took a little while to get going, but then you got your game going pretty well, didn't you?
You know what? The back half of the first period, the second period, was our best stretch. And tonight, we've just got to find a way to get it to 60, hopefully get a better start. You don't want to be playing from behind, especially in this type of situation. So get on them early and get to our game as quick as possible.
And match their hard, too. They were really hard on the puck and 50-50 battles. They were good at that. That's their MO.
Yeah, you know what? The physicality, we have to step up a bit without going to the box. Yeah. I just thought at times they skated by us, not through us. And we've got to make them go through us the entire night. That's when we're playing our best.
Good luck. Have fun tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Sure, that's head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Michigan State from the frozen confines of Wrigley Field. More of our pregame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat. You know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
Your State Forester and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Michigan State meeting for the 138th time all time. Spartans lead the series 68 wins, 65 losses, 4 ties. Again, they beat Wisconsin at Munn Arena in East Lansing on Thursday night by the final score of 4-3. Former Badger Charlie Stramel scoring the game-winning goal with about 5 minutes to play in that one. Here at Wisconsin and Michigan State, while this is the 138th meeting, it's the first time they've met outside playing at the frozen confines of Wrigley Field. Ian, Michigan State is 16-2-1, 7-1-1 in the Big Ten, ranked number one in the country, off to the best start in program, actually in 25 years, a quarter of a century the last time that Michigan State got off to a start like this. It's a team that averages 3.4 goals per game, almost 4 goals a game in Big Ten play, allowing 1.8 overall, which is second best in the country to Minnesota State. Luke Strand's Mavericks giving up about a goal and a half per game. Their power play is pretty good at 22%. Their penalty kill at about 8%. And when they score first, they have not lost. They're 12-0 when scoring the first goal of a game. When they have the lead, they are tough to beat. Adam Nightingale in his third season, 58 wins, 31 losses, and 5 ties. And I mentioned Trey Augustine, their number one goaltender, is in Ottawa with Team USA for the World Junior Championship. So Luca DePasquo is their starting goaltender. He's a sophomore from Livonia, Michigan. He's 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds. So far this season, he's 5-0, a goals against of 1 and a save percentage of .955. He stopped 30 of 33 shots against Wisconsin on Thursday night. That after being named the MVP of the Great Lakes Invitational when he gave up one goal on 46 shots in a shutout win against Northern Michigan and then a 4-1 win over Western Michigan. Michigan State is a very good hockey club, the defending Big Ten regular season and postseason champions. And many believe this team has the wherewithal to win a national championship. Spartans haven't done that since 2007. Wisconsin and Michigan State. We'll tell you what else is going on in college hockey when we come back here in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At Wrigley Field in Chicago. The Spartans and the Badgers have both gone through their pregame warm-ups and now headed to their respective clubhouses, if you will. Michigan State is actually in the clubhouse on the third base side of Wrigley Field. That's the Chicago Cubs home dugout. The Wisconsin Badgers will file into the clubhouse to our right. That is the visitors' clubhouse when they're playing ball here at the friendly confines. And actually, it's kind of fun to walk into the dugout, go down about 20 stairs or so, and there's a batting cage right down where the Badgers have put together a makeshift locker room. Plenty of room for the fellas doing everything they need to do. But the visitors' clubhouse actually is upstairs in the upper deck of Wrigley Field. There's about 70 steps that if that's where the Wisconsin women's locker room was 70 steps they'd have to go up or down, depending on if they're going to the ice or going back to the locker room. The Badger men given a makeshift type locker room setup on the first base side of Wrigley Field here in Chicago. We're about 22 minutes away from the opening faceoff, too, between Wisconsin and Michigan State. The game here this afternoon, the Wisconsin women and second-ranked Ohio State. The top-ranked Badgers rallied to force overtime on a goal by Kelly Gorbatenko, the Chicago area native. Then after a scoreless overtime, the Buckeyes won in a shootout and got an extra point in the standings. Ian, Michigan State, you've seen them plenty now. What impresses you most about the Michigan State Spartans?
I think balance. That seems to be a strong point for me. When I look at having watched Thursday night's game on BTN and then looking at how they were balanced, and you never knew which of their four lines was going to give a little bit of a spurt or which was going to be make a great defensive play. Mm-hmm. But on the same time, at the same token, none of them seemed to get too high or too low at any point in time and during the game.
Yep.
And I think so that each line seems to have enough a combination of the guys that play well together. And so when you found that chemistry as the head coach, as Nightingale has done, is he turns around and finds the chemistry with three guys who are going to play together. Just refer back to when we talked to Coach Hastings about, well, who would you like to play with? Well, those three names on the top line just said, I'd like to play with these two guys, this two guys, these two guys.
Right.
And they've been together ever since. I don't think there's been a lot of line shuffling in Michigan State's history this year.
No. In fact, when they beat Wisconsin on Thursday, their third line produced their first goal. Tiernan Chowdy, the centerman with Tanner Kelly and Tommy Manisto. Their second line produced the second goal that cut Wisconsin's 3-1 lead to 1. Carson Dorwart scored that one from Red Savage and Joey Larson. And then the top line for Michigan State accounted for the final two goals as Isaac Howard, the Hudson, Wisconsin native, got the game-tying goal about a minute into the third period. Charlie Stramel getting an assist on that one. And then Stramel with a game-winning goal at 14:55 from his line mates Howard and Daniel Russell. And so that emphasizes the point that Ian made. They're balanced and can get scoring from all different positions on the ice. They can produce also from the back end. Their leading scorer is Isaac Howard, first-round draft choice of the Tampa Bay Lightning, 12 goals and 24 points. Their second leading scorer is the former Badger, Charlie Stramel, who has 6 goals and 15 points. And he seems to have found a home in East Lansing, doesn't
he? Yeah, he has, and I think he's got two people, one on each side, who seem to know that where he's going to be open. So the chemistry is really good between him and his two wingers. But most importantly, Charlie Stramel against the Badgers on Thursday night didn't show any signs of letting up. It was the first time that I'd seen him in a long time where he was consistently at top speed during the whole game. And I never saw that when he was a Badger.
Sure, yeah. In fact, Stramel played 67 games with Wisconsin in 2 years, had 8 goals and 20 points. He's got 6 goals and 15 points in his first 19 games as a Michigan State Spartan. And playing for Adam Nightingale, whom Stramel played for with the National Team Development Program. Well, elsewhere in the Big Ten, last night here at the Frozen Confines, Ohio State beat Michigan 4-3. Riley Thompson scored a power play goal with 8 minutes left to tie it and then scored the game-winning goal on a power play with 38 seconds left in regulation. Christopher Eberle made 31 saves, so the Buckeyes beat the Wolverines and improved to 14-4-1 while Michigan falls to 11-7-1 overall. And then the nightcap last night, Notre Dame and Penn State. Aiden Fink had a goal and an assist for the Nittany Lions. Grant Silanoff had the same for Notre Dame. They went to overtime and then finally to a shootout, and Notre Dame prevailed in the 8th round of the shootout. So the Fighting Irish got the extra point in the standings. The record now for Notre Dame 6-12-1, Penn State 7-9-1, winless in Big Ten play is Penn State. The winning goaltender last night for Notre Dame in the shootout was Nicholas Kemp. He stopped 39 shots in regulation and overtime, and then stopped 7 of the 8 shots he faced in the shootout. Nicholas Kempf grew up in the Chicago area, not too far from here. And, in fact, last night, while I was enjoying a libation at a local establishment not too far from Wrigley Field, there were a group of 5-6 men that were watching the Big Ten Network and cheering for Nicholas Kempf, because Kempf grew up right in that very same neighborhood where we were last night. And it was kind of fun that they were cheering him on. So what a thrill it must have been for that young man. By the way, Penn State and Notre Dame wrap up their series tomorrow in South Bend. Ohio State and Michigan will do the same tomorrow in Ann Arbor. And Minnesota completed a non-conference sweep of Mercyhurst, winning 5-2 today after a 6-2 win yesterday. Eric Paulson had a goal and 3 points last night for the Gophers. Tonight, Jimmy Stungerud and Ryan Chesley both had a goal and an assist as Minnesota improved to 17-3-2. World Junior Championship, Finland will play for the gold medal tomorrow at 6:30 Central Time. Finland beat Sweden in overtime 4-3. And the United States has a 2-1 lead on Czechia. That's in the second period of play up in Ottawa. The United States, the defending champions at the World Junior Championship in Ottawa. Here it's Wisconsin and Michigan State, still about 15, 16 minutes away from the opening faceoff. They'll have the national anthem here, and both teams will be back out on the ice here shortly, getting ready for this outdoor game, the fourth in the history of the Wisconsin men's hockey program. They're trying to be 4-0 in outdoor ice, taking on the Michigan State Spartans. Why don't we take another break? We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
For yourself.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
6 straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
about 12 minutes away from the opening faceoff here. We've had an extended pregame show at the frozen confines of Wrigley Field after the top-ranked Wisconsin women played second-ranked Ohio State into overtime and then a shootout. The Buckeyes prevailing in the shootout, taking the extra point in the WCHA standings. Wisconsin women, the record for Mark Johnson's club now 21-1. That's still not too shabby, Ian.
Well, if I would have known that we were going to be late when it was cold like this, I would have gone over and talked to Mark and say, either win it or lose it in regulation so that I can get out of these frozen confines. No, it was a good game. It was a great game, actually. And the fact that the Badger women took a penalty with about a minute and 18 seconds left in the 3-on-3 overtime play and were able to kill that off and make it to, I think, at the fifth or sixth shooter in the shootout before they lost. But that's a good way to publicize the competitive nature of the game between Ohio State and Wisconsin, in particular in women's hockey.
One thing I noticed during that shootout, and it was hard not to, both the Badgers and the Buckeyes, but more so the Badger women, just could not handle the puck. The puck is going to bounce a lot tonight because the ice surface is, again, this is the fifth game in 5 days. They've done a nice job to get this surface ready to be played. And maybe the first 4 or 5 minutes, it'll be good ice, but then it gets chippy and there are little holes that'll crop up. It will not be the greatest ice surface to play on. So connecting the dots tonight, tape-to-tape passes, might be a challenge for both clubs.
Yeah, a good point made in a couple other broadcasts that I was listening to is that those 25-foot saucer passes, don't even think about them. How about a 10-footer on the ice right on the guy's stick? That seems to be common sense, I guess, in this situation. But as I mentioned, you know, during the women's game when I was looking at it, they came out and they did patch a lot of chipped ice or holes or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
With bigger, stronger men playing, more heavy on their skates, I would venture to say that those chips and grooves that are being cut up may be more significant in this game. And again, is that going to play a factor? Who knows?
Well, Bucky Badger has just come out onto the ice surface, and the Michigan State fans respond with hearty boos. And
I'm surprised at how many Michigan State people here reacted to it.
Yeah, right. We don't see Sparty, which I think is all right.
Maybe that's the reason that they are disenchanted, is that there is no Sparty here.
Well, you know, from Madison, it's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive to get to Wrigley Field. For fans of Michigan State, it's about a 3.5-hour drive from East Lansing to Chicago. Why not make the trek and come down and see, experience something that you may never get a chance to do again?
Well, the other part of that
ballpark
is it's actually 2 hours to Irving Parkway, and then it's a half hour to go 4 miles
right
on Irving Parkway. That's my description of my trip down here. It took me 35 minutes to get off of I-90 and get to the rink or get to the field.
So, again, Ian Perrin and I are positioned right along the ice. In fact, as we look to our right, besides seeing the strikingly handsome Rob Woodward from the Michigan State radio broadcast, the penalty boxes are to our right, as well as the official scorer's table. Ian and I are positioned across from Michigan State's bench, right at about the blue line. The ice is right in front of us. We can pound on the glass, as you can hear. And so we will have an up-close and personal look at the hockey game here tonight between Wisconsin and Michigan State. The referees are out skating around, getting warmed up. Sean Fernandez and Jonathan Sitarski, Nick Huff and Jonathan Sladek are the linesmen here tonight. This crew also worked the game in East Lansing on Thursday night, where the Spartans prevailed 4-3. Wisconsin, I tell you, Ian, you look at the Badgers' record, they had a chance to get to 500 for the first time since the opening weekend, but let that two-goal lead slip away. Wisconsin has now lost 8 games by 1 goal this season. In overtime, they're 2-5-1. They've been in virtually every single game this season. And I know Mike Hastings lamenting the fact they haven't been able to consistently produce and win games, those tight games, as regularly as he'd like.
Well, I think the common terminology for that is we've gotten the lead, but we haven't been able to put teams away.
Sure.
And when that's the the coach's terminology, it just seems to be one of the overriding factors this year, especially after the 3-2 games, especially those ones in overtime. I have a quick question for you. Do all linesmen have to be like 6'6" or above? He is one large man.
Yes, he is. The Michigan State Spartans are taking the field. They're being led out of the dugout by their starting goaltender, Luca DePasquo. And then here come the Wisconsin Badgers as Tommy Scarfone leads the Cardinal in white out of the first base dugout. Wisconsin wearing some nifty uniforms here tonight, specialized uniforms put together by Nate LaPointe and the players themselves. Red sweaters with script Badgers across the chest, much like Wisconsin's old baseball uniforms used to look like, with white and black and red striping right around the elbows and then at the waistband and on the players' socks as well. White numerals highlighted in black, white lettering on the back for their names. A Wisconsin block W with Bucky on one shoulder. The Frozen Confines logo is over the right chest of the Badgers. Cool, sharp-looking uniforms that the Wisconsin Badgers are wearing tonight, while Michigan State going with its classic white uniforms with the normal Michigan State inscripted right around the chest.
And
Sparty has made it.
He did make an appearance. I was waiting. I just noticed that the probably three-quarters of the Spartan team came out wearing the skate guards, over, the little skate guards over, and Sparty had them on too. It would have been my greatest thrill if he would have forgotten to take them off when he went out to the ice. I've seen it happen in college games before, but that would have been just great if he would have took a header when he came out on the ice because he had his skate guards on.
UW Health Sports Medicine Injury Update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin's at full strength. Other than not having freshman defenseman Logan Hensler, who's playing for the United States of the World Junior Championship, Michigan State minus Trey Augustine, their starting goaltender, and one of their top defensemen, Maxim Sturbak, who is playing for his native Slovenia. Also, they're minus Gavin O'Connell, a sophomore forward who, as a freshman a year ago, had 15 goals and 26 points.
Quinn Finley's going, I got that already this year, 15 goals.
For sure. The Wisconsin Badgers being introduced. Our Quick Trip lineups brought to you by Quick Trip, obviously. And starting in goal for Wisconsin, Tommy Scarfone, the senior from Montreal, an 8-7-1 record, a 216 goals against average, a 917 save percentage, and three shutouts. Starting defensive pair, senior Daniel Lodge from Altoona, and Anthony Kerr, the fifth-year defenseman from Winnipeg, playing in his 151st collegiate game. And the starting forward line for Mike Hastings' squad, the centerman Gavin Morrissey, freshman from Rochester Hills, Michigan, leads all freshmen in the country with points in 23. He's got 6 goals, 17 assists. Rylan Mosley, the right winger, fifth year from On Prior, Ontario, 10 goals and 20 points. He's 1 point shy of 100 for his career. And the left wing, Quinn Finley, the sophomore from Suamico, a nation's best, 15 goals. His 27 points share the national lead as well. Michigan State will go with Luca DePasquo in goal. Their starting defenseman, Patrick Geary and Matt Basgill. The starting forward line, left to right, Tomi Manisto from Finland, Tiernan Shouty from Marysville, Michigan, and Tanner Kelly from San Diego. Now our national anthem from Wrigley Field.
I love the stars.
wonderful rendition of the national anthem as fireworks are being shot off the scoreboards, the Jumbotrons out in left center field and the right field line were about set to go. And you could see just we're standing right along the blue line where the Michigan State Spartans were standing and watching the national anthem. And the boys are turning around, looking at each other like, wow, can you believe that? And the Badgers had the same reaction across the way. This is a spectacle, to say the least. College hockey being played at Wrigley Field, the home of the Chicago Cubs. Owen Lindmark and Red Savage, the captains, meeting at center ice for a ceremonial puck drop. And then we're set for Wisconsin and Michigan State here tonight.
Well, it'll have to be a barn burner. And I wish they would start the place on fire so we could get warm. That ought to be one of the issues that we have to deal with. But no, it's a spectacle, and I agree. I listened to some of the coaches on their interviews in last night, and I agree wholeheartedly. It's for a lot of kids, it's like a step back in the past,
right?
Reliving their youth, that kind of stuff. For us old people, it's like, oh man, I remember when I used to have to go down to the rink and get you guys. I was freezing just watching you when I had the opportunity. But no, it'll have to be a good game, and it couldn't be against a better team. I mean, Wisconsin against Michigan State, the games have been so close in previous action, and the fact that it's kind of a neutral site, I guess you would call it,
sure.
2.5 versus 3.5 hours away.
Yep.
And I was very impressed with how many Michigan State fans showed up for this game, despite the fact that it's in a different state and quite a distance away. There are a lot of people in this building today.
There certainly are. Great to see. Just a ballpark figure, if you will. I'd say 15, 16, 17,000. Quite a few fans up in the bleachers
well. That's what I was about to say. If you add in the spattering of 12 to 1,500 that are in the bleachers, you're looking at pretty much wall-to-wall people.
Could
in
be
the back.
Could be 20,000 here watching Wisconsin, Michigan State. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. And Anthony Kerr starts the game off with huge check right in front of the Michigan State bench. Then he pinches down the wall, but Ministo takes the puck away, flings an errant pass out through center ice, and the Badgers retreat to their zone to our right. Wisconsin skating left to right. Bigger pardon, right to left in the opening period here at Wrigley Field. Quinn Finley chasing down the defenseman Matt Baskill, but Michigan State able to exit its own zone. Benisto puts a backhand between the legs pass out at neutral ice. The Badgers canceled out the Spartans there. Loose puck again at neutral ice, and gobbling it up is Christian Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, the junior from Coquitlam, teamed with Cody Laskowski and Kyle Kukinen here tonight. The Badgers accidentally ice the puck. Faceoff down to our right, where Tommy Scarfoni takes a drink from his water bottle, and he's wearing a nifty, large knitted stocking cap done by Callie LaPointe, the equipment manager's wife. Callie stitched that thing together. It is a huge knit cap on the dome of Tommy Scarfoni.
In Canada, we'd call it a toque.
Sure. Fitzgerald to take the draw against Charlie Stramel, and the puck out of the blue line. Michigan State will hold. Dylan Gucciardi, the defenseman, had his shot blocked by Wisconsin's Kukinen. Michigan State heaves one down deep. Isaac Howard trying to get it below the goal line. It goes off a stick and caroms up over the glass and out of play. A minute two into the opening period. The frozen confines of Wrigley Field, Wisconsin and Michigan State, no score.
You would have to shoot it pretty hard and pretty high to have it deflected into the stands, because there is a significant amount of bare space behind each goal.
You're saying there's a lot of foul territory around this hockey rink? Off the draw, Wisconsin blocks a shot. Ryan Botterill, nice job blocking the shot of the defenseman, Vladislav Lukashevich. But Michigan State picks up the puck and skates into the offensive zone. Puck loose, now taken away by Wisconsin's Zach Scholes. Simon Tassie chips it ahead, not far enough for icing, hoping Ryan Botterill can get to the puck. Botterill with Tassie, and then Owen Lindmark, the sixth year from nearby Naperville, a lifelong Cubs fan, skating for the Wisconsin Badgers. Lindmark steals the puck at Kerems to the corner. Tassie trying to dig it free. Taken away by Carson Dorwart. Second line centerman Dorwart from Sherwood, Oregon. Played it into the Wisconsin zone. The Badgers take it from there. Jack Phelan, a Hinsdale, Illinois native. Up at center ice, Jack Horbach, a Naperville native, got cut off by Baskel, a Lake Forest, Illinois product. And now Wisconsin's Tyson Dick steals. Hadn't gained the red line. Ooh. Didn't realize where he was positioned on the ice. Just a step beyond the red line. And Dick accidentally iced it. A minute 59 into the opening period. Faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone to our right.
We're only sitting about 10 feet away, but I was kind of thought that Scholes may have touched that puck as it went by him. But second time I've made that mistake.
Badgers have Tyson Dick, Sawyer Scholl, and Jack Horbach, the fourth line on the ice right now. And Michigan State shoots one that gets blocked off the stick of Dick and bounced in front of the Badger goalmouth, and Scarfoni had to paddle it to the corner. Michigan State along the near side wall. They've got their fourth line out, centered by Mikey D'Angelo from Itasca, Illinois, a former Green Bay Gambler. Michigan State back in its own zone. Here they come up the far wing. Vansagi, big right-handed power forward, carries the puck deep into the Wisconsin zone, cut off by Anthony Kerr. Getting some support now from Daniel Lodge, who falls over the pileup, and it's taken by Michigan State's Shouty, who spins it to the near corner. Badgers get to the puck first, try to chip it up off the boards and out. No luck there. Michigan State able to hold the zone and play it deep again. Lodge again will try to rim it around and did too strongly. That'll be icing on Wisconsin. Third of the opening period. We're 2:52 in. No score.
Third defensive zone faceoff for icing. Badgers making no bones about the fact that if they're going to get hemmed in their own zone like they were for that last 15, 20 seconds, get it out, even if we have to take the icing.
Here in Shouty, 54% in the faceoff circle this season. We'll take the draw against Wisconsin Sawyer Scholl, who's at about break even in the faceoff circles. Scholl will step back in after twirling around a little bit. He won the puck to the corner. The Badgers' Kerr goes to get it. Can't get it past the body of Tanner Kelly. It's loose in the Wisconsin zone. Scholl ducked underneath the Spartan and spun it around to the near side wall. Badgers able to jam it out to center. Bounces around a bit. Tyson Dick slowed by the defense of Michigan State.
And Nicholas put himself
Andrews.
Offside.
Yeah, Nicholas Andrews got in his way, and then Dick put himself offside in a faceoff. Coming up at neutral ice, we're 3 minutes and 9 seconds into the first period. You can hear the fans here at Wrigley chanting, "Let's go Badgers." Top line out for Michigan State. Stramel with Howard and Russell. The Badgers counter with their top forward line of Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley. And Morrissey won the faceoff so strongly it caromed all the way back to the Wisconsin zone. It's loose at neutral ice and picked up by Russell. Left-hander fires one right into the chest of the kneeling goaltender Scarfoni. He made the stop and hangs on for a faceoff. 16:37 to go in the first. No score.
You know, previously we made the comment that the ice will get more snowy as the game goes on, as right. We talk about it. We're only 3.5 minutes into the game, and you can already see that the snow is starting to build up in neutral zone.
And Ian and I are positioned right along the ice, right next to the glass. We've got quite a view. Faceoff shot that goes wide. Lukaszewicz, the big left-handed defenseman, Florida Panthers draft choice, pinches in and played it deep, but the Badgers take the puck. They can't exit their zone, though. Spartans hold it in and fire it around right corner to left. Joe Palatichuk gives chase. Unable to clear. Stramel had it on his stick. Lost it. Dug it out far side. Lukaszewicz tried to cycle back to Stramel. Half boards left. He's got it. The big right-hander spins away from Palatichuk. Hands off to Russell. Walks low left. Shoots one. Stop made by Scarfoni. Gave up no rebound. A little pushing and shoving afterwards. Cooler heads will prevail there. Stramel got knocked off balance back behind the Badgers' net. Daniel Russell, the right winger from Traverse City, Michigan. Russell with 8 goals and 13 points. He had an assist and 5 shots on goal in the win over Wisconsin Thursday in East Lansing.
I think 4 minutes in, the tone was set on the initial shift. Anthony's Kerr's big hit proved that it's going to be this way for the rest of the game. There's going to be lots of contact, and there's going to be lots of scrums. Let's put it that way.
Wisconsin won the faceoff. Here comes Quinn Finley up the middle of the ice. Right wing pass to Morrissey. Backhands it deep. Badgers finally after the puck in the offensive zone, and a tough angled shot near side by Finley missed the net. Rolls out to the point. Thalen feeds deep again. Finley, 15 goals to lead the country, trying to dig it out far corner. Thalen pinched in. Puck came free. Here comes Michigan State's Baskill with a stretch pass, trying to feed Joey Larson. No luck there. The puck carrying back off the stick of Morrissey on goal. Scarfoni got his right pad down, and then Baskill out high right with a tee shot. His blast stopped by Scarfoni. He hangs on for a faceoff. 4.5 minutes into the first. 3 shots on goal for Michigan State. Nothing so far for Wisconsin. We are scoreless.
Interesting. When Baskill took that shot, you'll notice that the Badgers did a great job of just trying to clear people out of the way. Scarfoni saw that shot all the way, and it was a bullet.
Griffin Jarecki, Mikey D'Angelo, and Shane Van Soggy. Fourth line out for Michigan State. Badgers counter with Liskoski, Fitzgerald, and Kukkonen. Waiting for the linesman, Nick Huff, to drop the puck. Actually, that's Jonathan Sladek.
All 6'12" of them.
Yes. And the Badgers win the faceoff, and they'll exit their zone. Kukkonen with a scoop pass intended for Liskoski. He didn't get much on it. Michigan State's Geary intercepted and dumped it in. Daniel Lodge quickly after it gets there first for Wisconsin. Took a stick once or twice up near the midsection, but no penalty called on Van Soggy. Lodge still trying to win it free, and it comes out towards center ice. But Michigan State's Andrews dumps it right back down in. Spartans have controlled the first 5 minutes here.
They have, and they've controlled it at the offensive blue line for them also. Badgers having a tough time just even punching the puck over the boards, up the boards to try and get out of the defensive zone.
On the attack, D'Angelo, he'll dump it in below the Badgers' goal line. It spins all the way out to the left point, and Gucciardi feathers it back deep again. Benisto overskates. Lodge took the puck away. Badgers patient with it and bank it ahead. Too far for Tyson Dick. Will they call icing? No.
Nope.
Dick out on the forecheck. Gucciardi got there first for Michigan State. Outlet to Andrews up to center ice. Good stick by Palatichuk. Popped it over towards the body of Shouty, who played it left wing near the Badger bench across the way. It's loose near the blue line. Badgers can't pull it free, and it's back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Scarfoni drops it back for Palatichuk, who turns to his left and caught the puck up in front. Tyson Dick diving to clear it out of harm's way. Got the job done. Here's Tanner Kelly, though, left wing. His snapshot stopped by Scarfoni on his knees, and he hangs on. Oh, Palatichuk ran into trouble there behind the net.
Yeah, he did, and it popped off a Michigan State player and came out in front of the net, and Scarfoni makes the initial save after that's all said and done, and rightfully so on his secondary save. Freeze the puck. Let's start new. Get everybody back on the same page.
Badgers have yet to get a shot on goal. No score here. About 6 minutes into the opening period from the frozen confines, and it's cold. Out high, Owen West, the defenseman, shoots one that goes off a body and bounced wide to the left of Scarfoni. Badgers got it to center, but Lindmark can't run it down. Stramel on the attack. Left wing, here's a quick shot by Howard. That was partially blocked by the Badgers. Lindmark now will skate it out to center. Cut off by Orvitz, the defenseman. Loose puck gobbled up by Ryan Botterill. Botterill will skate it through center ice and get it deep, and now the Badgers will change. Up to the near side, here's Russell. Met at the blue line by Wisconsin's Quinn Finley. And the puck free now for Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr with a head of steam right by the benches. Up to the red line, carries it across to the blue line. Fumbled it in his skates, and the Badgers put one towards the front of the net. And there's DePasquo, the goaltender, finally touching the puck. He covers up the right-handed catching goaltender in a faceoff coming up in the Spartan zone with 13:21 to go in the opening period. Wisconsin and Michigan State, we have no score here tonight. Let's take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already.
Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. No score. First period here from the friendly confines. 13-21 to play. Michigan State four shots on goal. Wisconsin hasn't been able to generate anything.
No, territorially, it's been all Michigan State, especially at the blue line where they're keeping the puck in. The Badgers have not been able to make any clean passes and walk out of the zone or even to chip it off the glass of the boards and get out without turning it over and having to go back on their heels again.
Wisconsin will get an offensive zone faceoff.
And just so you know, additional restrooms and concession stands are available in the bleacher concourse.
Thank you very much.
I like to read the big scoreboard. It's in type that's big enough for me to read.
Morrissey, Mosley, Finley out with Kerr and Lotch. Faceoff to the left of the goaltender DePasquo, but these are two-minute media timeouts, three each period, so we're waiting for Big Ten Network to resume its coverage here at Wrigley. Now we're set to drop the puck. Nick Huff will do the honors. Morrissey, about 56% in the faceoff circle this season. And it bounces around far corner, picked up by Mosley. Snapshot glove by DePasquo, and he hangs on. Mosley found himself with a puck right in the right circle there, and why not put it on net?
Might as well. And you never know how cold the goaltender is, so he could be giving them up. Yep. Maybe that glove is frozen and it won't go in. Who knows?
Mosley, 10 goals this season. He's got 8 in his last 12 games. Offensive zone faceoff. Badgers lose it. Michigan State with it is Larson. Big right-handed forward. Ooh. Carries it into the zone. Spins it around to the far side, and Gavin Morrissey goes to get it. Reverses course to Daniel Lodge. Outlet pass to Finley. One-on-one with Baskell. Wide right. Stops now. Two Spartans on him. Finds the trailer. Mosley cuts it. Shoots one. Oh, he just missed. May have gotten off DePasquo. Here's a feed from the right wing that Morrissey tapped on goal. DePasquo stood his ground and stopped that one as well.
That's exactly what.
And then icing on Michigan State.
Yes. And that's exactly what the Badgers needed. A quick shift like that where they get not one, not two, but three golden or good opportunities, I should say, in order to put it on net and in the hands of the right people. Quinn Finley, Mosley, Morrissey.
Yep.
Those are the guys that are going to put the biscuit in the basket for you.
Fitzgerald, Liskoski, Kukkonen out right now for Wisconsin. Christian digging in on the faceoff. Kukkonen trying to get possession, and he picks it up in the slot and fires one. And glove by DePasquo, and he hangs on.
That was way better than that shot he scored the goal in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Kyle Kukkonen, who's been on a nice little roll, 7 goals last 13 games for the Anaheim Ducks draft choice.
Defensive pairs have played changed for the Badgers too. We got Dexheimer and Polonichuk playing on a regular shift together, and 2 and 24 back together. That makes me happy.
Yeah, we saw Polonichuk and Dexheimer most of last season together. They like playing with one another, and they're both finally healthy. Michigan State won the defensive zone faceoff and carried it out through center. A shot from the right wing, easily fought off by Scarfoni. Badgers trying to dig it free. Polonichuk in deep. Puck back behind the Badger net. Wraparound attempt by Vansagi. Stopped by Scarfoni.
He's had to be sharp early on here.
Now the puck deflected past the Spartans point man and all the way down. No icing though. Liskoski on the forecheck. But the goaltender will go to the defenseman Gucciardi. Wild pass out to center. Vansagi catches. Comes up the near wall for Russell, who's fresh off the bench. Badgers take it away, and now Jack Horbach with it. Escape move left wing, looking. Pass comes out to the point and Phelan. No shot got through off the pad of DePasquo. Behind the net now Tyson Dick. Stick handling and looking, trying to set up Horbach on the doorstep. Didn't connect. Phelan again, long range shot off DePasquo. Loose puck still. Dick swings and misses. Taken away by Michigan State. Andrews outlet pass Kelly. Up the middle of the ice for Ministo. He gotten by Scholes, but couldn't reach the pass. Ministo tracked it down below the Badger goal line. 11:18 to go in the first period. Still no score. The Badgers now with 6 shots on goal to Michigan State's 4. Phelan tied up in the defensive zone by Tanner Kelly. Shouty wins it free and sends it around the boards to the right half wall. Spartans hold the zone. Try to cycle to the corner. Dorwart with it. Played it off to the near side. Shouty out to the point. Long range shot by Lukashevich got through. Scarfoni stopped it. Loose puck cleared out of harm's way. The Badgers will get a change. 10:45 to go in the opening period. No score. Here's Daniel Lotch. Left wing pass at center to Lindmark. Lotch joins the rush. Lindmark hard in front. Lotch denied by DePasquo. Good look by Lindmark. Lotch went right to the net.
Exactly. And after you think that he gave the puck up in the neutral zone to Lindmark, that he would just stop at the blue line and let his wingers go through. Smart play, Daniel Lotch. If you got a path to the net, go for it.
Puck went out of play. Faceoff to come inside the Michigan State zone. No score here at Wrigley Field. Lindmark with Tassie and Botterill. Loose right circle. Lindmark, slow moving pass out to the point. Taken away by Stramel. Gets by Kerr. Stramel. Sauce pass in front to the left-handed. Howard couldn't reach it. Now a long-range shot by Baskill. That went off traffic. Came to the near side corner. Badgers able to bank it out to center and Botterill. Chipped it ahead now for Tassie, who just got crushed right in front of us. We going to get a penalty? No. We play on. Lindmark now shoots one wide. Tassie's okay. He's back up on his skates. Frees the play. Steals behind. Wrap around backhand. Stopped by DePasquo. And they kick it out to center. Oh, Tassie just got crushed right next to where Ian and I are standing.
I saw the look on his face. Like, ow.
Wisconsin's got the puck up at center. Bouncing a little bit on Morrissey. Has to retreat to the Badger blue line. Halfway through this period, no score. Both teams seven shots on goal. Michigan State with a steal, carrying it in tight. Spartans with a chance. Andrews, no. Loose puck now. Scarfoni down and out. Now back up on his skates, trying to locate the puck. It's still free, and the Spartans track it down. Holding the zone, Andrews. Right wing shot, Larson. That carried him through this low slot. Back to the left of Scarfoni in the corner. Larson throwing his big body around, bumping Finley away from the puck. One of the Badgers without a stick, that's Dexheimer. And now a steal. Mosley took the puck away as Gucciardi misplayed it out near the Wisconsin line. And the Badgers will dump it down in. 9 minutes to go in the first, no score. Here's Michigan State on the attack. Red Savage, the captain, cut off on the near side wall. Good defense by Jack Phelan. He's got possession of the puck. And headmans to Morrissey. Gavin looks left, goes right. Laskowski off the bench, backhand, no! Oh, DePasquo stopped it, diving back. Laskowski came right wing, deked out the goaltender, got the backhander off, and DePasquo followed the play and dove back to stone the Badgers forward.
Yeah, he couldn't get any air underneath of it. There was no way that he was going to get any, get it in the net with not getting any air underneath of it because the goaltender had stretched himself out to cover that low ice area.
And actually,
great play, great pass.
And Laskowski's shot actually hit the near post and ricocheted back into the goaltender. So DePasquo really didn't stop the shot by Laskowski. The post did. And then DePasquo on his side just laid on top of the puck to get the whistle.
I like it the way replay makes a liar out of me.
Right, and me too. I thought he had made a heck of a save diving back, but he got some help from the post. 8:42 to go in the first period. We are scoreless, Wisconsin and Michigan State. And tonight's game from Wrigley Field brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future.
I will say that as much of a delay as it puts into the game, the coming out and the scraping of the ice, you get into a situation where it's done, what, three times in a period now?
Yep.
Instead of the one at the regular 10-minute. I think it's for the better, for the quality of the ice and the quality of the play, especially in the defensive zone.
Sure.
I just hate to think that the fact that the a game may be decided or a goal may be decided because of some, for lack of a better word, crappy ice.
I understand completely. Oh, Cody Laskowski had a chance a moment ago. Badgers have picked up their play now. They seem settled down, right? I don't know if they were nervous at first. Michigan State came out. They were hitting they were possessing the puck, and then the Badgers turned it around a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's a little more one-on-one contact, number one. And number two, I think that they're anticipating where the play is going to go, so they're on top of the play faster than they were.